we put out letters to the editor, which didn't cost much, but we were certainly could not compete with the state agency. And so we decided that the way to get the word out would be to start a newspaper. And we created a tabloid size newspaper, which started out with 4 pages. And Tony wrote the articles, Melinda typed them, I wrote them, and then we had contributing people who would write articles. We had people who would attend meetings and make reports. And the paper grew from 4 pages to 16 pages. And it was a giveaway paper. We asked for donations. Donations came in very meagerly. And I personally paid for quite a lot that was done. Tony Delia did a tremendous job riding around the country in the cold, distributing this paper all around the Adirondacks, leaving bundles at various stores and so forth. Mm-hmm. We sold bumper stickers, abolished the APA. Mrs. Newberry had previously had some bumper stickers.
Did you, was the paper also inserted into the Daily Enterprise?
Mostly it was not, but I think we did do that some, yes. I think we did insert it in paper some, but the papers were not all too keen on what we were doing. Most of the papers were interested in their own affairs. And
mostly it was just free copies left around in stores and so
forth. Yes. And I think we eventually had a mailing list which we sent these out to. Tony Delia and Melinda Hadley worked very hard, very low pay, distributing it. And we got it up to, I think we probably distributed a total of 250,000 papers.
Did it ever support itself through ads? Did it ever come close to breaking even?
No.
And was it mostly you paying for it?
Well, we sold a few ads, but it's a hard job to sell ads. You have to go out and work and sell ads. They were mostly people who agreed with our point of view. And some ads were sold, yes.
But when it was time to pay the printer, who wrote the check?
Well, we had a bank account, but it was mostly Frank. Mm-hmm. Yeah.